organizing the discussion we're having this morning. I'm speaking on behalf of Iraq, a country that in 2014 was a victim of the most serious terrorist attack perpetrated by ISIS. This terrorist organization was destroyed with the help of the forces of the international coalition headed by the United States. Since those times, the government has been doing its utmost to establish its control over the freed territories that were under ISIS control. Now, in order to rehabilitate these lands, we started the process of clearance and ensuring the safety of our population. We are encouraging people to return back to their homes in a safe manner. Mr. Coordinator, Iraq does not produce, does not transfer, stockpile, or use any type of IEDs. On the contrary, we are engaged in procedures of decontamination in line with the international conventions that we are party to. Iraq is fully committed to submit its annual report under AP2, despite the very serious difficulties and challenges that we face. And these difficulties are related to the dangerous situation that my country finds itself in. Indeed, since my country has relatively limited capacities, we are facing the growing threat from mines, and every day we discover new areas that are mined, territories that were used by ISIS as territory for combat. To this was me add climate issues, natural disasters, and other threats that lead to the increase in dangerous areas. For example, rain very often moves mines from one territory to another area. Finally, I'd like to thank all states parties, all international and non-governmental organizations, those entities that came to the help of Iraq in the process of decontamination. Indeed, this assistance is very valuable to us in order to continue to